Hello, Robert. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law Share. How are you?
How are you doing, mate? Shame, man. Thanks.
That's good. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yes.
Ah, perfect, sir. So this is just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Gee.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through the initial call with yourself and grab some details in regards to who you are, tell you about the redress scheme, go through your time and care, and worst case, I can do this in like a two-part call and get the statements off you tomorrow. Robert, just want to obviously advise you that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. Okay, and I'm just going to start off by gathering your generic details on the application form itself. So I've got your name here as Robert, surname Davidson.
Yep.
Okay, and do you have any middle names, Robert?
Nope.
Nope, okay. And I've got your email address here as bert.36@hotmail.co.uk.
Yep.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please, Robert?
16/4/61.
2 days after my birthday.
Okay.
And what's your current home address, please, Robert?
It's 19 Wicksled Place.
Is that W-I-C-K?
W-H-I.
W-H-I-L-A-N-C-E. Okay, spell that again for me. W-H-I...
T-S...
Is that T for tango or G for golf?
T for tango.
Yeah, W-H-I-T...
S...
Yep.
L...
Yep.
A...
Yep.
D...
E... Okay, what's the postcode for that address, please?
G349PR.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me whilst I input this into my system. Okay, perfect. And the communication preferences for yourself, Robert, obviously I've got you on the phone here. Are we okay to text you and email you as well?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, Robert?
I have neuropathy.
Okay, is that terminal, is it?
Well, it's part of diabetes.
Okay, yeah. Is that type 1 or 2?
True.
So, okay, that's not a problem, sir. Thank you. Okay, and would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application, sir?
Not really, no.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. You can change that at any moment in time, that's not a problem. Okay, Robert. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through some of the call with yourself, tell you how we work as a law firm and how we can operate for you, see if you're obviously applicable to the redress scheme. I do understand that obviously the discussion experiences connected to the application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. And if you need a break, further explanation or support, or we're prepared to continue at another time, you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, and is there any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay, that's fine, sir. Okay, I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. As I said, I'll explain how we work as a law firm for you, discuss our funding and fees, and then I'll potentially gather the initial information to assess whether we'll be able to assist you. Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. So option one being you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government Scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we will not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, Robert, can I just confirm that you don't have any of the other solicitors or law firms representing you for this Scottish Redress Scheme?
I don't, no.
Okay, that's absolutely fine, sir. Thank you. Okay, so our agreement, being option three, operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself is if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee as well. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus that VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than 20%. So yeah, that exact figure, as you can probably work out, is 19.2%. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in a second. If instructed, we can obviously assist you with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence required, and then we'll prepare and submit your application for an application number from the Scottish Redress Scheme with full correspondence. And once obviously we have received that application number, we will then advise you that we have received that as well. Towards the end of the process, we'll also advise you on any offer made from the scheme, and we'll explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. We'll always assist with any reconsideration or review of the process within the scheme. So the statutory waiver that I've just briefly mentioned, what that is basically if a redress offer is made, you will sign a statutory waiver with the level of award offered. And basically, you can once that waiver is signed, you then can't go and take out a civil claim against the local authorities or institutions that will be listed within the scheme's process. For example, obviously, if you was under social care, just say with Glasgow City Council, you then obviously once you've signed this waiver, you can't then go and open a civil claim against Glasgow City Council as the matter has already been settled.
Okay.
Is that all understandable so far?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Perfect, sir. If you do decide to proceed with ourselves, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel with it any time during that period without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So just for clarity, would you like us to start work if you were to sign our agreements? Would you like us to start straight away?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, that's not a problem. All right, what we'll need from yourself as well, Robert, is we will need ID and proof of address from yourself as well. So whether that be a passport, driver's licence or birth certificate, alongside a proof of address data within the last 3 months. You can send that over to ourselves via email, or we do have a WhatsApp number if you use WhatsApp as well.
Well, I'm going to have a problem with that because I've just moved into a new house. I've only been in it a couple of months.
So, okay.
Or my driving license, not even got that address on it.
No, I understand. Have you not received any letter at all?
I've received letters, yes, sir. Electricity and gas and stuff.
You can send the utility bill over. And then, you can also use your driver's license as well, even though the address on there is is different. Obviously, once you apply for that change of address, and you receive that letter from the DVLA, just send that proof of address change over to ourselves, just so we can verify that and also give that clarity to the Scottish Government as well.
All right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Robert, is I'll grab the names of your care settings with you, and I'll go through some further questions with myself. And if it's okay with yourself, I'll give you a call back tomorrow morning if it's doable, and we'll go through the statements with yourself and obviously your unfortunate time during your time in care, and then I'll get the documents sent out to you then.
So see, back then when I was in foster care homes, and yeah. I was in care homes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just can't remember. I can only remember the name of one of them, and that's Ardoch. But I can't remember the rest of the places I've been.
Okay. So was you in a care setting first before being placed in foster care, or was it foster care first?
Foster care first.
Okay. That's fine. And when was it that you was placed into foster care?
No, I was about 12, so that would have been about 53 years ago.
Okay. Bear with me. So it was about 1973.
Yep.
Okay. Doesn't have to obviously be exact as well either. Obviously we'll get the full clarity once we receive your social care records. Foster care. And how long was you in that foster care placement for?
This is where it's getting difficult, mate, because as I say, it's like 53 years ago. I can't really remember.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. That's okay, I'll just leave it at 1973. And as I said, we relate it with your care records. So after foster care, this first foster care placement, where did you then get placed?
I think I was in a couple of different foster care places, and then I was in a home called Ardoch. And that was in Port Shields.
And you said that was in Port Shields.
Port Shields, yes.
Yeah, okay. Just having a little search for it now, just bear with me. Was it Ardoch House?
Ardoch House, yeah. It was right beside the Sherbrooke Hotel.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That one, no, that match. Let's go. Okay, so the house does sound familiar to you, does it?
Yep.
Yep, okay, that's fine. Yeah, add that one. And you can't remember the around about the time you was in Ardoch House, was it? The year.
Yeah, I was going to school from there.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll just put a rough date of 1975. So you said that you was in a few foster care placements before going to Ardoch House, is that correct?
I think so, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll go with two foster care placements for now, and once I get the statements from yourself, which unfortunately will have to be tomorrow, what I'll do is I'll go through the experiences with yourself, Robert, and if it comes to mind where you know that was like another foster care, I can add that in, no problem. Okay, so we'll go through that. And I'll get all the details from yourself in regards to obviously your potential foster carers' names, what happened, and I'll go from there. So what time would be best to call you back tomorrow, Robert, to do them statements?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah. Any specific time? It's about 2 p.m.
Yeah, not about any.
Yep, no worries. I'll give you a call then, Robert, and we'll go through the statements with yourself. And then once I've done all that, I can send these documents out to yourself via email, and what you'd have to do is just electronically sign, and then that will come back to myself, and then once I've got them documents back, I can then send off your application for to the Scottish Government for a application number on your behalf.
Okay,
Robert, thank you very much for your time today. I do appreciate it, and yeah, I'll pencil you in for 2 o'clock tomorrow. Okay.
So what information am I going to need for you tomorrow?
It's just basically all it is. I'll go through your first foster care placement on you know your experience there, what happened to you, and I'll just go through each case I think with you. Just and all I'll be doing my end is I'll just write up a little bit of a brief statement on your behalf, and that will populate into your application form for then you to see for yourself what I've written, and obviously about your time in care.
Right.
Okay. So it's. What the Scottish Redress Scheme is, as you may or may not be aware, is it deals with four different types of abuse. So it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, and sexual abuse.
Right.
Okay, so if obviously, are any of them applicable to yourself, Robbie?
I'm finding it hard to think back, but there is stuff happening. But as I say, 53 years ago, and can't really remember much.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, obviously, yeah, between now and obviously our phone call tomorrow, if you're sitting there tonight, have a little pen and paper handy, and any you know, jog your memory the best you can, of course, and any sort of thoughts or memories that pop into mind, just jot them down, and when I come to call you tomorrow, we'll just see at the very least if you could think of anything. Or a bit of a time frame of the events that may have happened to you, and I we'll go into detail with it, and as I said, I'll write up that statement for you. Okay. Right. Before I let you go, is there any other questions that you'd like to ask me at all?
No, Julie, no.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Well, yeah, as I said, my name's Adam, and I'll save our number, and I'll give you a call back at 2 PM tomorrow, sir. Okay.
Okay, okay.
Not a problem, Robert. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy your evening.
Cheers. Thanks for phone.
No worries. Thanks, sir. Bye now.
Cheers,
bye. Bye.